Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for being here. My name is Leah Grace Barrick. I am a functional nutritionist with my own online nutrition business called Grace Functional Nutrition. And today I am doing a short little video for you with 7 ways to help you easily increase protein. So a lot of people are not eating enough protein, or they find it really difficult to add protein into their diets, especially when they're busy and they've got a lot on their plate. So my goal with today's video is to help you get your wheels turning and get some ideas to help you increase protein easily in your diet. So why do we need protein? Protein is so important for really everything. Some of the reasons why is that it's the building blocks of your bones, your muscles, your cartilage, your skin. All of these things are definitely needing us to eat protein. It's also really important for blood sugar balance. So balancing your blood sugar is one of the most important things to do for nutrition. And protein is really helpful for that, especially when you're pairing protein with any carbohydrates that you're eating. So protein is really essential for blood sugar balance. It's also important for your immune health, your immune system, keeping you strong and healthy. It also makes your enzymes. So we need enzymes for tons of different processes in the body, but even for digestion, you need enzymes. And eating protein allows your body to have the building blocks it needs for those enzymes. Protein also helps you repair any cells in your body and helps you make new cells, helps you maintain your energy, and improve your muscle composition. So this is especially important. Muscle is really, really important for a number of metabolic processes in the body. And if you're trying to lose weight, you really want to make sure that you're optimizing your muscle. It's also very helpful for balancing hormones. You want to make sure you're getting enough protein in throughout the day. And it's also the most satiating macronutrient, meaning that even more than carbohydrates or fat, it's going to keep you feeling satisfied and full for longer. So those are just some of the reasons why we want to make sure we're getting enough protein in throughout the day. Let's dive in and talk about how. So one of my easiest hacks, I would say, for getting more protein in is to make a smoothie with protein powder. So you want to make sure that you're choosing a good protein powder to add to your smoothie. Sometimes I see people making a big mistake with their smoothies where they just end up adding in a bunch of fruit and not really adding any healthy fat or protein. And we want to make sure that we're adding protein in at least 20 grams of protein. So make sure that you're choosing a good source of your protein powder. I really recommend whey protein powder is the best. If you have a dairy sensitivity, you might want to choose an A2 dairy protein powder, which would be a goat milk protein powder. So that's an option for the protein powder. You can also add some collagen peptides in as well for some additional protein, but just keep in mind that's not a complete protein, so it wouldn't be a meal replacement. So making that protein-rich smoothie is quick, it's easy, it's minimal dishes. If you're, waking up in the morning and you have to go to work and you don't have much time, it's pretty easy to just whip that up and add it to a container. Bring it with you in the car, bring it to work, bring it wherever you're going, and you have it ready to go. And it's not a huge endeavor in the kitchen. So, protein-rich smoothies, my first one. My second recommendation is to hard boil a bunch of eggs. And I'm talking like a whole dozen eggs, maybe on a Sunday afternoon. If you are meal prepping for the week, I have a lot of my one-on-one clients doing this, and it really is a lifesaver. So basically, you can add these hard boiled eggs to anything. You can add them to meals, you can have them as a snack on their own. And eggs are one of the healthiest foods that we can eat. I call them nature's multivitamin because they're so packed with nutrition and they also are a great source of protein. So each egg is about 6 grams of protein, and it's nice to just have them in your fridge and be able to pull it out without having to dirty any dishes or cook anything and have it ready to go. You can even peel them ahead of time if you're really crunched for time. So we have our protein-rich smoothie, we have our hard-boiled eggs. The next up is to meal prep a bunch of chicken thighs or chicken breasts or anything like that on a sheet pan. So this really doesn't take a lot of time. It does take just a little bit of planning ahead. And I like to use a sheet pan on or with parchment paper because then you don't even have to wash the pan. So it's really quick, really easy. You can make it really simple with just some avocado oil, salt and pepper, and then you'll have this protein to add to salads, add to sandwiches, add to pasta dishes, add it wherever you want throughout the week. And the hard part is already done. So it's very hands off to just bake these chicken thighs or chicken breasts or whatever it's going to be. You just need to put the oil on, the salt, the pepper, pop them in the oven for around 30 minutes until they are fully cooked, and you're good to go. And you can just store those in your fridge and have them ready to use. The next is to think about all of the options that you are choosing for your foods and think about if there's a higher protein option. So, for example, let's say you want to have some yogurt. You're at the store and you're going to pick out some yogurt. Instead of getting regular yogurt, think about getting Greek yogurt, which has far more protein. So you're getting the same food, essentially, the yogurt, but the option has a lot more protein. Another example would be, let's say you wanted to have some rice. You could swap out the rice and instead have some quinoa, which is much higher in protein than the rice. Another option would be pasta. Let's say you wanted to have a pasta night. Instead of having regular pasta, you could choose a higher protein pasta made with beans, lentils, or edamame. There's a lot of these pastas popping up in grocery stores everywhere, and they're really loaded with these proteins. So that's a way to easily swap out something you're doing anyways with an option that has more protein. Going to be better for your blood sugar then and keep you fuller for longer. The next easy protein tip is to choose canned protein sources. So a lot of times I see my clients or other people not making proteins because they feel like they don't want to be in the kitchen or they don't have time to cook or they're just behind on too many things. So having pre-cooked canned options of proteins that you can whip together in just minutes for a quick lunch, quick dinner, whatever it is a game changer. So some examples are canned salmon, canned sardines, tuna. Having these on hand can be really helpful. And these foods are also incredibly nutrient dense. So they have the protein, but they also are loaded with anti-inflammatory omega-3 fats and other minerals that are really, really healthy. So you could make, a tuna salad, a salmon salad. You could make some salmon patties with that canned salmon if you'd like. You can put those canned sardines on some avocado toast, is one of my favorite things to do with a little lemon and salt, and get creative. You can also just add these to salads or sandwiches. That's a great option, or wraps, anything like that works really well. The next is to use bone broth. So bone broth is loaded with something called collagen. And collagen is the most abundant amino acid in our bodies. And amino acids make up proteins. So we are literally made of collagen. It's in your skin, your hair, your nails, your joints, your ligaments. And so we can add this collagen in through our diet. So there's something called collagen peptides, which I mentioned with the protein powder. And it's a powder that you can add to coffee, add to water, add to smoothies, add to oatmeal, add to baked goods. Any of that is great. And you can also get collagen from bone broth. So bone broth is really great to add in because it has more protein than regular broth or stock. So 1 cup of bone broth has about 10 grams of protein compared to regular broth or stock, which has about 1 gram. So it's about 10 times more, which is a lot. That's going to add up. So what you can do is actually use this as a base for cooking your soups or your stews or making rice or quinoa. You can actually cook them in the bone broth, and that is going to add more protein. So that's a great option, and it's also really delicious. You can also just sip on the bone broth throughout the day. especially great in winter if you're wanting something warm and nourishing. And it's also really great for gut health if you have any kind of gut problems. My last tip is to choose high protein snacks. So often we think about, okay, my meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner need to have protein, which is true. And often I see a mistake a lot of people make is that they don't add protein to their snacks. And this truly is a missed opportunity. We want to have protein at, yes, all of our meals and also all of our snacks. So some of my favorite options are edamame. This is a great one and it's pretty easy. Usually you can just get it frozen, heat it up really quickly, and you're good to go. Another is Greek yogurt, which I mentioned before. That's great for grab and go. Nuts and seeds are awesome to have on hand and really portable as well. Of course, our hard-boiled eggs are a great option for that as well. And if you're really in a pinch, you can choose a protein bar, but just be careful with this because a lot of them are loaded with sugars and other additives that we want to avoid. And sometimes they actually don't even have that much protein. So if you're going to choose a protein bar, make sure it's low in sugar, ideally has a little fiber if you can find one that does, and that has enough protein. So at least 10 grams, but more is even better. So I hope this gave you some ideas and started to get you thinking about ways that you can add more protein into your diet in a way that feels accessible and easy. Thank you so much for being here. I would love to hear from you. You can check me out on my website, which is gracefunctionalnutrition.com. Come over and find me on Instagram. My handle is at gracefunctionalnutrition, and I look forward to hearing from you.